Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeffrey's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 19 years he's been hanging out with us, folks. And he's the chief home officer. He's the galactic guru of words. And he's the author of at least three books on being home-based, an award-winning journalist, national award-winning journalist, our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back.
We both learn our lessons slowly here.
How about that? Yeah, no, it's been a great 19, and thank you for all that, Jeff. Hey, Jeff, one of the things that I remember when I was home-based and working like you are I had a consulting company very much like yours. I wasn't as good with the words as you are, but I did a lot of strategy, a lot of projects and things like that. And the business came in waves, right? One month I had more than I could do. The next month I didn't have enough to do, you know, but somehow over the year, somehow over the year, well, what would happen, I'd get busy, I'd market myself all over the place, then I'd get all this business, and then I'd do the business, but I wasn't marketing while I was doing the business, and so I'd deliver all the projects, and then I'd say, okay, now what? But the big issue was always matching my customers' schedule and their expectations and their emergencies sometimes, matching all that, not just with my capacity to do the work, but my ability to bill them so I can keep my doors open. What do you think? You've been dealing with some of that, haven't you?
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, over the years, you know, you have some clients who I have clients who I do a project and I invoice immediately, and that's just the way we've rolled. Then you have clients who, you know, a lot of my, you know, projects and a lot of what we do as entrepreneurs and even as big. Or it may have some back and forth. So I have projects that, you know, writing projects that could require several, you know, weeks of back and forth. So I don't want to invoice. Typically, I don't want to invoice until the project is complete and I know the client is satisfied. But what happens when you know, and so back to my point, I'll invoice some clients right away, and some are good and some pay net 30. You know, some pay that week and some pay net 30, and that's fine. But what about those clients that then sit on that job that you delivered? And it was either an emergency or there was a rush or whatever, under whatever timeline. And then they sit on it for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It almost comes a month before they've even touched it. And you're sending an email every week to say, hey, ready to talk about it when you are.
Right.
And they're like, oh, we'll get to it. We're not on it yet. And meanwhile, the clock's ticking on that receivable. And it's not necessarily getting stale, but it's getting old. And because you haven't invoiced. And so I've changed my pattern. You know, I've started to invoice immediately upon delivery, put it in my agreement that I'm going to invoice upon delivery, and it's due net 30. So there's no expectation that
so do you invoice by project or by month?
Excuse me?
Do you invoice by project or by month?
Well, yes. So to speak, I have certain clients that I do a lot of work for, and I know they're good for it, and there's not a lot of lag time. Instead of invoicing, you know, with every project, it could be, you know, 3, 5, 7, 10 or more projects a month. I'm not going to send them 10 invoices. I'll invoice by the month. And in fact, those are the ones that are usually pretty good about paying within about a week to 2 weeks.
Right.
But if it's a bigger project and I have less frequency with a client, I'll invoice by the project. Mm-hmm. So it depends on the specific, you know, the scope of the work and the amount of work I do for a specific client. If there's a lot of items that would be on that invoice, I'll do it by the month. And I let clients going in know about that as well, that if we're going to be doing a lot of work, I'll invoice you once a month. If we're going to be doing infrequent work, you're going to get an invoice about the time I deliver the work.
Right.
And the agreement. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, and I was going to say the agreement that I in my proposal that then becomes the contract or the agreement, it says that I, you know, I've gotten into including the language when I can sense that things may take time. I've gotten into including the language that I'll invoice upon delivery and it's due net 30, so I can start being, you know, get them the invoice and I can start being a little noisy if they're sitting on the client. The worst part is they end up sitting on the project on their end through no fault, and I'm not casting blame or aspersion here, but
well,
no
they get to do that. It's their business, and they can sit on it whatever they want. They can have you do $1 million worth of work and never use any of it if they want to. That's up to them. But that should not impinge upon your cash flow.
Absolutely.
Your ability to bill.
That we invoice, you know, that the sooner you invoice, and also I think that with some clients I've found that it sort of lights a fire. When they know they've got money on the table or they have a responsibility to pay, they're going to get a little bit more, I don't want to say aggressive, but a little bit more, you know, involved in the review process and put right. a little bit more of a fire under their, you know, their own.
Some people have a hard time paying for intangibles. And there are people out there who, folks, if you're a consultant, if you think about going into the consulting business, which is what I used to do and still sometimes I do, but it's what Jeff does in a way. And when you're in that business, you got to make sure that you're very clear with your customers, and you need to find out as early as you can, are these the kind of people that have a hard time doing business with a consultant or with somebody who's delivering them an intangible, Jeffrey, because there are people who are like that. So if you deliver somebody a proposal that and you get into the details a little bit extra, you're informing them about a business decision. And even though it's a proposal, if they don't do anything about it, you know, some proposals obviously you just not that big a deal, you do it for free. But if it's elaborate and you're informing them about what it's going to take to go forward, well, that's information that helped them make a business decision, and they should pay for that.
Right, right, absolutely. And I think that's important that you lay out the expectations, whether it's in a proposal, and it's best in a proposal or in a contract as opposed to just
right.
orally, to say that this is my expectation, this is how we're going to work. You know, not laying down laws, but this is the way it's going to work. You know, some people, and also get back to your original point, you know, how can you vet this person to know what their cycle is? You know, almost all my clients come by referral. So, you know, am I able to say to somebody who's referring, do you know their pay cycle? Are they good?
You have
you
to
know,
check.
And usually
you have to
they're,
check
they're
that
close
out.
People, so I'm not
hold
delving
on to
where
that.
I don't belong.
Jeffrey, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. 20 after. ChiefHomeOfficer.com got work.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.